This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it's Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Let's get right to it. Joining us now on the BuyerSafety.com hotline is the COO of the Dallas Cowboys, our buddy Stephen Jones. How are we doing today, Stephen?
Hey, guys. Doing well. Doing well.
Yeah, these are pretty fun times to be a Cowboy fan. I mean, we can talk about opponents and all these different things, but the simple fact of the matter is this offense looks really good and significantly better through two games than it looked for the majority of last year. So what do you sort of attribute the fast start to offensively for this team?
Well, let's start at the top. With the quarterback, I think he has really improved. I think, everyone said he's got an insatiable appetite to want to work to be great. And he did that in the offseason, and I think it's proven out for him that, he's taking his game to another level, and he's really playing well right now. And, obviously he's got the weapons out there with Amari having a full year in the system. I think really helps. Hats off to Amari last year. He came in and had to learn a new language, a new system in short order. And, I think really sorted our offense out, but I think he's at another level this year. Obviously, Gallup has taken a big step, and I think Cobb has stepped right in for Cole and goes about it a different way than Cole would go about it, but he certainly brought a lot. And then, obviously, being able to spell Zeke, we got a little taste of what Pollard can be like, and certainly doesn't hurt to get that Hall of Famer 82 back in the mix after a year in the booth, and Blake Jarwin's doing his gig. And then, of course, to me, where it all starts is up front. And that offensive line is playing lights out, and getting Travis back is huge. Certainly, Joe did a great job for us last year filling in for an all-pro caliber center. But to have Travis back is big, and that offensive line, as you can see, is doing a great job, not only for Dak, but for Zeke. And, it's just a really sound unit. And we got good depth there. It's great to see Devin Smith step up. When we had a few dings there yesterday and make some big plays for us and show really the kind of depth we think we have on this team.
Now, I don't think you guys are listening to audio of the broadcast in your suite, are you? Do you guys get to hear what the Fox broadcast is saying?
We do not.
Okay.
No. Especially on the road, it's hard to get it. Sometimes we get it at home, but I don't really get it that well on the road.
By the way, quick sidebar. Do you guys ever know when you're on TV? Like, because most of the broadcasts will show you. Is there an alert that goes out, or someone goes, hey, don't pick your nose. Let's go. Because I would be picking my nose at that moment. Do you guys know when you're on?
Someone sees it. No, only if someone sees it in the suite and says something, hey, you guys are on, or we're on, or something like that. But we didn't get any of those alerts yesterday. So I don't know if we were on or not.
Awesome. Well, it wasn't about that, but the reason I ask is because, man, there was a fascinating moment in terms of the Dak contract situation when Pam Oliver broke in with a quick sideline report saying, hey, I talked to Dak. He said he's not playing for money. Money's not what makes him happy. He's not trying to be the highest paid at the position. He says he doesn't deserve that at this point since he hasn't won Super Bowls. And paraphrasing, but she said his agent might have just swallowed his phone hearing that, but that's what he told me. And so I was wondering if you heard Pam Oliver's reports or just get your general thoughts about that.
No, I didn't hear that, and that surprised me, Dak's response. That's just the man he is. He's the ultimate leader. He's got all the respect in the locker room. He's got the hit factor. No one roots for him more than Jerry and I. Everybody, I know he does, all want to get this contract done, but it's got to be right for Dak. People are obviously wanting to get it right for him, and, at the same time, we want to get it right for our team. At the end of the day, we're just trying to divide up the cap space, and, that can be difficult when you got as many great young players as we have. Certainly, Dak, he wants what's best for the team. So did Zeke. So did DeMarcus Lawrence. We've got guys who want to win. the right kind of guys, as Jason Garrett would say. You know, we're fortunate to have a good group. It's just working through all this and, you know, trying to get it right.
Talking to Stephen Jones here on the Ben and Skin Show. Are you guys – you're always going to want more, but are you guys getting adequate pressure on the quarterback in these first 2 weeks with your defensive line?
Well, I think he said it best. You'd always like a little more. We're getting ready to get back a guy who we, you know, who we went after in free agency and paid pretty well in Quinn. And I think he'll certainly help. I think he's a true right end. Obviously, we're missing Randy from last year, who was a true right end. But I think we get those guys back, or in particular Quinn back this week, is a big deal for us. And I think he'll bring a little juice to the dance there. So. You know, as you said, you always want more. I think our guys are playing hard. Obviously, the Marcus Lawrence and Ty Crawford are working their way off injuries and coming off surgery. So I think their arrows up. They're only going to get better. But to get Quinn back should be a big deal.
Stephen, obviously, you mentioned this on Friday, got into this. Obviously, can't talk about specific players, but there was a lot of chatter out there that maybe the Dolphins would be, you guys would be in contact with them talking about some opportunities there. Recent reports have said, no, Cowboys aren't really in the mix. They really don't want to come off a first-round pick. And Cowboy fans are basically saying, come on, Steven, it's the 32nd pick. What are you waiting for? That's barely a first-round pick. So would love to get your thoughts on if there's any player out there that you guys really liked and would like to go get, why such hesitancy if that player makes a huge difference to come off that first-round pick, even if it is a late pick?
Well, I think we've shown we would if it's the right player. You know, obviously, a player like Amari Cooper, it was tough because we've been through not having number one picks and, you know, felt like we've made mistakes in the past with Joey Galloway and Roy Williams, just felt like that was rich. And, but we have shown if it's the right guy and we think he makes the difference, then we would consider it. But, I can't say that there's anyone right now that, that we're looking at on any team that would warrant a first-round pick for us right now that we think might be available.
Is there – you guys obviously made a huge trade last year at midseason involving a first-round pick. Is there more trade chatter in season than there used to be?
I think there is, yeah. I think people are willing to make moves and – part with players that maybe don't fit what they're doing and may fit another team better, or chemistry-wise, it's not working. So, I think a lot of teams are, and we're one of them. I mean, if things make the right, things make sense and it makes sense to make us better and we feel like there's value there, then we pull the trigger. But, I really don't see anything right now that's on the forefront that would, that would be something that's, we feel like it's going to happen anytime soon, if at all.
Steven, along those same lines, going back the other way, because Taco's been inactive the first couple weeks, a lot of people think that maybe he's on the trading block. Let's not talk about that so much. Let's talk about what does Taco need to do to be active and be out on the field? Obviously, you guys invested a lot in him.
Well, I think it's just, some of it is just flexibility, position flex when you're talking about the backup roles. And certainly, that's where Taco is, and I think our feeling has been that Joe Jackson can play both sides. We've been having Taco more one-sided, and so it's just a matter of finding the right time and place to get that going again. And certainly, he had a great preseason, and feel like if given the opportunity, he can help us. If it fits, so. We'll continue to work on that and see what makes sense.
I'm just curious, when you're out and about town, Cowboy fans are so passionate, and you guys are so accessible, and you're so kind with fans when they see you. You're very friendly. Do people armchair general manage for you? Like, do you get out there and about, and you're shopping on the cereal aisle at the grocery store, and someone's like, hey, Steven, you guys need to trade for this guy. Do you get a lot of armchair GMing?
You'll get a little bit of that, but not as much as you might think. I mean, most of it's very encouraging. We've got great fans, and most people just, are fired up about, especially lately, fired up about our team and appreciative, and certainly we're fortunate to have great fans. But you get a little bit of that here and there, but I wouldn't say it's overdone.
All right, I'm really more interested in the first part of that. When is the last time you went to a grocery store and shopped for cereal?
I must admit it's been a while. We're empty nesters now, so Karen and I don't really do the cereal like our kids did. So I don't even know if she's been on the cereal aisle, but she's usually our grocery store shopper. Unless we're running short on something, we're cooking out or something, and I can run and pick something up for her, then I'll do that. But I don't hit those grocery stores often, I must admit.
Well, we don't either. And I want to ask you this, too. You look like you haven't had a carb in a long time either. You're looking great. And so, but back in your cereal eating prime, what was the best cereal?
Mine was probably, I'd have to say, the Cinnamon Cheerios is what I went for.
Really?
Yeah. And my son liked them, and the girls liked them, and I'd sneak in there sometimes in the morning to get a bowl, or even sometimes when I was out a little later and had one or two. It's always good to have a bowl right before you went to bed.
Oh, absolutely. Hell yes. Is there a lot of milk left in the bowl when you're done with the cereal, or are you pretty good with having the right amount of milk in there?
No, I'm pretty good at finishing that off, too, especially when it has had those Cinnamon Cheerios in it. It's good and sweet.
Absolutely. So you're talking about being an empty nester. So what are you doing with all that extra square footage? Like, are you tempted at that? Like, we dream of that. We're going to enjoy every minute of being parents. But, man, it seems exciting to just get to that point where you're there. How is that changing the way you guys just go about living your lives, being empty nesters right now?
Not a lot. We have ours come through quite often, and usually they're bringing friends and big groups. So right now we don't really feel the need to downsize yet, and we want to encourage them to come back and hang out with us. So we're just kind of doing our thing, and the good news is we get to see our crew quite a bit, and they come back and stay at the house, so it makes for good fun.
Yeah, no doubt. We love seeing the pictures of your family. You guys are a super tight-knit crew, and it's a big old family, which is always fun to see. One more football question before we let you go, and we appreciate your time. So do you expect Robert Quinn to be back this week? Is that how that's going to go?
Yes, and obviously, you know, he had the hurt hand there and missed quite a bit of, camp there. So we'll just have to work him back in this week. And, you know, the thought is, he keeps himself in great shape, know that he's been working hard, and feel like he can give us some snaps. But we'll obviously monitor that this week, and Rod and Jason will make the final call on that.
Okay, Steven, in the upcoming weeks, we're going to get in a round of Dungeons & Dragons with Travis Frederick. Don't know how familiar you are with that game. Are you familiar, and if so, are you interested in playing with me, Ben, and Travis?
It sounds like fun, but I haven't played the game. I've heard of it, but I would be a liability for, or maybe even an easy victory for somebody. But I'm not aware of what's going on with that game.
Well, I think we talked to Travis about that earlier, and but I think I'd rather go out and have some pops with you late at night,
yes,
drink and eat some cereal.
Right.
I think really that'd be better. That'd be a lot more. That's our style.
Hey, I'd be much more effective for sure.
Hey, Steven, we always enjoy these visits. Thanks for the time, and congrats on the good early start for you guys.
Absolutely, guys. Great being on. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.